The man charged with heading the federal government's new Disability Safety Commission says he's willing to issue banning orders and civil penalties to services that don't protect their clients. Graham Head has taken the reins of the new NDIS Quality and Safeguards Commission, which has been established to oversee private providers offering services to people with a disability under the scheme. And it comes as new data reveals that six people with a disability are assaulted or neglected each week in Australia. Alison Branley with this report.
Graham Head says it's time for people with a disability to speak up. He's the head of the government's new Quality and Safeguards Commission, which will oversee private providers operating under the National Disability Insurance Scheme. He's given a public speech in which he says he wants to empower people with a disability to report cases of abuse and neglect.
A really well-functioning complaints management system is critical to that.
The Safety Commission is part of the federal government's response to concerns about abuse and neglect of people with a disability. Last year, it cited the Commission and its quality framework as reason not to heed a Senate inquiry's call for a Royal Commission into abuse of people with a disability. Mr. Head says the Commission will have strong regulatory teeth.
We're able to take a range of actions, including deregistration, banning orders, or seeking the application of civil penalties. So we really do have a comprehensive toolkit. Worker screening is being progressed with the NDIS Commission working with all Australian governments to introduce a new NDIS worker screening check. Reportable incidents that must be reported to the Commission include the death of a participant, serious injury of a participant, abuse or neglect of a participant, and importantly also the unauthorised use of a restrictive practice in relation to a participant.
The Federal Department of Social Services has also this week released data showing six people with a disability are assaulted or neglected each week in Australia. Figures from the National Disability Abuse and Neglect Hotline show it received 198 reports of neglect, abuse and sexual assault from 132 calls in the first 6 months of this year. This was up from 180 reports out of 101 calls in the 6 months prior. For Sandy Guy, the federal government is all talk and no action. Her intellectually disabled son lived in a Urala home in Victoria, where convicted rapist Vinod Kumar worked. The case led to multiple government inquiries and reports.
The families weren't told that this person was in police custody for 10 weeks. This was just horrifying and outraging.
She says while the government's reforms are welcomed, they don't go far enough.
We might have national screening of workers. Well, the Urala rapist, Vinod Kumar, he would have passed a screening. In terms of the regulations and codes of conduct and mandatory reporting, I can say that over years and years and years, these have been written into statutes and written into regulations surrounding disability services, but why then is abuse rampant? I seriously don't think that we are going to see any serious changes until we have a Royal Commission.
Sandy Guy, and that report from Alison Branley. In a statement, the Minister for Social Services, Dan Tehan, has told Saturday AM the government is engaging in real, immediate and substantial reform, which he says is a much better response than an inquiry. And he adds that the NDIS quality and safeguarding framework addresses many of the concerns raised by the sector, with the government providing $209 million over 4 years for the Quality and Safeguards Commission.